From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Los Angeles Air Force Base has no runways, no planes, no barracks. The focus there isn't aviation, but missiles and satellites. The base oversees $60 billion in contracts, and it's become a linchpin of the aerospace industry, headquartered in coastal towns south of L.A. Now there are reports that the base could be on the short list of facilities to be closed as part of the next round of military base reorganizations and closures. From Los Angeles, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The Los Angeles Air Force Base looks like one more bunch of nondescript office buildings in a neighborhood full of them. The guy driving by in that new Lexus probably doesn't realize that the navigation gizmo in his dashboard uses the global positioning satellite system that was developed right here at the intersection of Aviation Boulevard and El Segundo. Close by are Boeing Satellite Systems and Raytheon and a host of less famous companies like Microcosm Incorporated. Robert Conger is Microcosm's vice president. The company, he explains, is competing for a military contract to build a new low-cost launch vehicle.
We have been developing the ability to have a tank that is all composite, nothing metal in it, which is sort of a breakthrough technology. But it allows us to be lighter weight and significantly less expensive.
80% of Microcosm's business comes from the military, says Conger, mostly from Los Angeles Air Force Base. And while the base itself employs only a few thousand people, the projects it oversees have an $8 billion annual impact on the economy of Los Angeles County, which is one reason why many people in the aerospace industry and in the South Bay area they call home are worried about losing the base. John Parsons is on the city council in Redondo Beach, home to a huge Northrop Grumman plant.
Obviously, high-paid, high-wage jobs that this industry creates is what makes the economy and the quality of life in the South Bay so vibrant. On top of the fact that they're high-wage jobs, it's a very clean industry, so it's good for our environment.
Parsons is also the co-chair of a regional alliance of cities, corporations, and universities working to keep Los Angeles Air Force Base from leaving California. But they have competition. Lionel Rivera, mayor of Colorado Springs, says the satellite and rocket programs that are the heart of LA Air Force Base would be a good fit in his town, the home of Peterson Air Force Base.
Well, we're already headquarters to the Air Force Space Command, which is an operation here that can just integrate whatever might come from California.
Colorado Springs and the state of Colorado spent $200,000 on a study designed to show the military that Peterson would be the logical place to move Los Angeles Air Force Base.
Our workforce is highly skilled. We had a high concentration of high-tech companies here. We also have a much lower cost of living than they do out in California, low crime rate. So I just think we are very nicely situated to take on that mission if we need to.
No one from Los Angeles Air Force Base was able to contribute to this story precisely because it was about the possible relocation of the base. Stanley Rosen, however, spent about half of his Air Force career working there. He's now chairman of the California Space Authority. And he says moving the base would deny the Air Force one of its greatest assets, the concentration of aerospace talent built up in Southern California over generations.
You could never replicate the richness of the environment of Southern California in that dimension. And that could have major implications for the ability of the Air Force to successfully buy, design, conceive, and field the kind of space systems they're going to need in the future.
Rosen says it's unlikely that many of the people who make up the aerospace community in Southern California would move, even if the base does. And there's evidence to support his opinion. When Boeing moved its space shuttle program to Houston a few years ago, 80% of its design engineers chose not to go along. The inexperience of Boeing's new engineers in Houston was cited by investigators as a contributing factor in the breakup of the Space Shuttle Columbia. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.